If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimbo Farah. Pete, there I go. I'll just pencil it in first. It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra. And I looked right at Frank and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Right, and just last week you called me Jack.
Yeah. And Laura kept calling Laura Michelle, even though her name's Laura right on the screen. I've got some challenges. I'm working through it. Stay in your lane. Don't judge. 312-981-7200. How long should 847 from the beginning of the show? How long should a battery last in a chairlift? That's a great. I never thought that batteries would go out in a chairlift.
Honor of Mr. Leahy.
Yep.
It depends.
Depends.
It depends. No, the fact of the matter is a stair lift is just like any other mechanical device that has a battery, including your car. So the more you use it, the longer that battery is going to last. Every lift has a trickle charger on it. It only drains it down about 5-10%, recharges it back up. Batteries in general, just the way they function, is the more you drain them out, the closer you get to zero, the better. And then let it charge all the way back up. Right. It will help them last longer. So if you're only using the lift once or twice a week, those batteries are going to last you maybe a year and a half, 2 years. If you just let it sit for like 6-7 months, you're probably going to end up with a dead cell in the battery.
So if you have a stair lift in your home for somebody that visits, and you're not the primary user, should you cycle it up and down the stairs a couple of times a day just to keep the battery fresh?
I would say at least 4 to 5 times a week. You know, just use
really?
It, just run it up, run it back down, call it a day.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It will help keep those batteries going. And especially if you have it, say your mom's coming in town.
Right.
She comes in for the summers or whatever. And it's just sitting the rest of the year. Now when you go to use it, when you need it, it's not going to run right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So run at least once a day.
I would.
Do you put any weight on it? Like throw some potatoes on it?
Well, the easiest way to run it is to sit on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you could do that too.
For some of us, that's going to be quite a bit of weight on
there. What are you looking at me? I got the Leahy, like, that was one of the dumbest questions I've heard. Like, who's got potatoes? Everybody's Irish? Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking that.
I know that's what you're thinking.
Potatoes?
I know. Leahy's like, what the hell? What's going on? Everybody's got a pond of potatoes there? So you just sit on it, take a ride up and down?
Take a ride up at night, run it down in the morning?
That's it.
Whatever, just keep moving it.
All right, there you go, Steve. 312-981-7200. You helped the listener that wanted to do a bathroom, getting charged an exorbitant amount of money to make it ADA handicap accessible. And how would you overcome that challenge?
So we had Ann from Bridgeview called us, WGN listener. And she was having difficulties getting in and out of her tub. But she wanted to keep her tub for her grandkids. So it was the only bathroom she had. So she kept getting quotes after quote after quote of people that just want to flat. They were tub liners, you know, so keeping the tub, but just throwing a tub liner on it, ripping it out, redoing a shower. She's getting quotes that are $20,000-$25,000.
Yep.
The fact there was a much better. Her biggest difficulty actually was getting past the gargantuan sink she had. It was like an oversized sink for the size of the bathroom.
Right, that was blocking the tub.
It was blocking egress getting to the tub. It was blocking access around the toilet.
Interesting.
So we went from this 60-inch by 32-inch wide sink, and we brought it down to a 24 by 48. By doing that, it gave her the extra room, added a grab bar in the wall to help her get through to the tub, and then we put in a sliding bench, which allows her to sit down outside of the tub and then slide into the tub, a couple grab bars inside of the shower, and we were able to get her taken care of for about $1,800.
Come on.
No, dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah. So it really, the moral of the message, find somebody who's going to help you find the solution. Stop going to the companies that only do one thing, because if they only do one thing, they're only going to sell you one thing.
True.
Yeah.
So she called from the show, listened to the show, gave you a call, went from 25 to 1800 bucks.
Yeah.
25 grand to 1800.
To 1800 bucks.
How many of your calls are like that? And how many?
I would say at least half.
Half?
At least.
And the guys that, and the companies that you get frustrated over, Is it more of like a shark in the water that they sense that somebody's calling them that's a little older or has mobility challenges, and they just attack because they know it's a one-time shot and they got to try to drill them for as much money as possible? Or are they just complete scumbags and have just complete disregard for what the for the listener and only for what's in their best interest?
That's a good question. So no, there are definitely predatory salespeople out there, and that's in any industry. But I would say the biggest thing that we run across is that these are one-trick ponies. They only know how to do one thing. And if you only know how to sell one thing, and that's how you're paying your mortgage and feeding your kids, you're going to sell that one thing. That's just human nature. So as a consumer, it is really up to you to make sure you research the companies that you're calling. And that's for anything. It's for anything you do.
312-981-7200, the American Pros Call, Takes and Photo Line. Did this? Did the listener have the $1,800, or was she able to finance it? Or for those listeners that have the $1,800, they could write you a check. Great, but for those listeners that don't have the $1,800, is there financing opportunities for our listeners out there to get the work done that needs to be done and to make their life more comfortable and their everyday functioning within their house more comfortable and safe, where they could finance that $1,800?
Yeah, we have lots of ways that we can help people finance. And depending on your conditions, we might even be able to find you a grant to get somebody else to pay for it for you.
And the holiday, and this is going to be like crazy because it's still August, but holidays are just 90 to 120 days away. And if you want to get somebody a gift who, don't need anything, I don't do it, you get them a gift of mobility, is huge.
Gift of safety
and mobility and just form and function. I mean, that's what it's all about, to be able to be independent. Stephen A. Leahy, I mean, God bless your mother, right? We know, hard-headed lady, got her way of doing things. We love her, right? She's not leaving that house.
She's not leaving.
But you're going to make it comfortable and safe for her to stay in the house. And this is just a great way to provide that safety and to provide that comfort and to keep these listeners who aren't moving, no matter what you do, they ain't leaving, right, in that house.
I don't blame them. That's where their memories are.
Right. That you don't have to worry about they're going to be on the floor calling you at 11 o'clock at night.
Those are the worst.
Those are the worst calls. For our listeners who want to reach out, how do they reach out?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.